Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for January 30th, 2025. I am your host, John Lothian. If you're not subscribed to the John Lothian newsletter, you can do so at johnlothiannews.com. Follow us on marketswiki.com, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Blue Sky. Let's dive in. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Things are moving faster in the Big Apple. New York City's morning commute has improved since the introduction of congestion pricing on January 5th, with travel times down significantly on major crossings, Bloomberg reported. The Holland Tunnel saw a 48% drop, while the Queensboro and Williamsburg bridges improved by 30%, according to MTA data. The toll, which charges most vehicles $9 during peak hours to enter Manhattan below 60th Street, has reduced weekday traffic in the area by 5%, or about 33,000 fewer vehicles per day. The policy aims to cut congestion, improve air quality, and generate $15 billion for much-needed transit upgrades. As traffic eases, public transit usage has risen, with subway ridership up 7.3% on weekdays and 12.2% on weekends, while express bus usage increased by 15.8% on weekdays and 21% on weekends. However, not all streets have benefited. 42nd Street westbound is 16% slower, and 9th Avenue southbound has seen a 28% delay. Evening commutes within the tolled zone have generally become faster, and the MTA plans to release revenue figures next month. The event exchange Kelsey wants to know if Donald Trump will say a secret word in an address. The Kelsey event contract, "Will word be said by Donald Trump in address," presents a clear risk of market manipulation and should be withdrawn from certification by the exchange. Unlike contracts tied to broader economic, political, or sporting events, this contract relies on a single, easily controlled action, whether a specific word is spoken. A speechwriter, advisor, or even Trump himself could effortlessly insert or omit the word based on personal or financial incentives, creating an opportunity for manipulation that undermines market integrity. For event contracts to serve the public interest, they must be tied to unpredictable or widely dispersed outcomes, such as election results, I'm still not sure, or economic indicators. However, the decision to say a particular word is too narrow, falling under the influence of a small group with direct control over the outcome. This contract does not meet the standards of fairness or transparency required in regulated prediction markets and should not be permitted by the CFTC. CFTC Commissioner Kristen N. Johnson will moderate a fireside chat with the Honorable Sharon Bowen at the Financial Service Professionals, the FSP, 10-year anniversary celebration on February 6, 2025. The event will take place at 5:30 p.m. EST at the National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington, D.C. The discussion will highlight key insights from Bowen's career and contributions to financial services. Maybe Doge is really short for Dodge, as in dodging sanctions. Billionaire Suleiman Karimov, sanctioned in 2018, secretly held a SpaceX stake via Heritage Trust administered by Citigroup, Bloomberg reported. The trust acquired the stake in 2017, and Citigroup chose not to freeze its assets despite U.S. sanctions. By 2022, Treasury had blocked the $1 billion trust after uncovering hidden ownership structures. The SpaceX stake had already been sold, but Citigroup is now under Justice Department investigation. The case underscores gaps in sanction enforcement and raises questions about Musk's ethics and ties to Russian officials. Bill Gross, the co-founder of PIMCO, has written a commentary for the Financial Times reflecting on his career as an investor titled "Lessons from My Investing Career," with the subheadline, "The combination of leverage and time is a critical one to recognize in any portfolio blueprint." Drew Mauch, the founder and principal of Three Points Communications, has endorsed the confirmation of former Senator Kelly Loeffler as head of the Small Business Administration in a LinkedIn post. Mauch, citing personal and professional experiences, worked with Loeffler during her tenure at Intercontinental Exchange, known as ICE. In his endorsement, he highlights her work ethic, integrity, and strategic mindset, noting her hands-on approach, prompt payments, and disciplined spending. Loeffler's leadership helped ICE grow into a global powerhouse, and her experience running businesses like Bakkt and the Atlanta Dream further solidifies her qualifications, he wrote. Her commitment to cutting red tape, increasing transparency, and combating fraud aligns with small business interests, leading the author to believe that, if confirmed, she will be a strong advocate for American entrepreneurs, Mauch says. Here are the headlines from in front of FOW's paywall from some recent stories. See me to add options exposure to Bitcoin Friday futures next month. Analysis: NASDAQ chief pledges innovation in dynamic crypto market. Analysis: Trump regime likely to target Basel Bank capital rules, WFE. BGC's Lutnick says critics got it wrong on Treasury futures clearing. Robinhood starts rolling out flagship CME futures, and Miami International to list Bloomberg U.S. blue chip index derivatives. Ninja Trader Today announced in a press release that Jennifer Marszalek has joined the company as chief people officer. The 50th anniversary FIA Boca Conference is coming up on March 9 to 12th, and John Lothian News will again be there with our video team conducting interviews. Our annual Industry Leader video series is sponsored by the OCC. If you have news you will be releasing during Boca and want to share it in another format, or want to share the views you are bringing to the conference with your industry colleagues, feel free to reach out to me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com to set up an interview. We have also conducted interviews for our various historical video series at Boca. Additionally, in 5 years, the FIA will be celebrating its 75th anniversary, and JLN is working on something special for that occasion. If you have some thoughts on the FIA and its impact on the listed derivatives industry over the years and are willing to sit for an interview and share them, please reach out. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Miami International Holdings to list Bloomberg 500 index futures and options on MIAX exchanges from MIAX, CME Group to launch options on Bitcoin Friday futures from CME Group, how will Tesla stock react to earnings, what options markets say from Barron's. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content message from our friends at JPX. The recent upturn in Japanese stock markets has drawn attention from domestic and overseas investors. Originally listed in 1997, Japan's single stock options, or JSSO, market is set for a dynamic revitalization. JSSOs are attracting both domestic and international investors. Together with Nikkei 225 and TOPIX derivatives, JSSOs are poised to be an important part of the Japanese equity derivatives markets. In 2024, Osaka Exchange, or OSE, made groundbreaking changes, revised margin rules, and dedicated SSO accounts to lower additional margin requirements for certain trades, expanded the number of eligible underlying assets, including popular stocks favored by retail investors, created an enhanced market-making environment for individual stock SSOs, and improved rules for setting strike prices, making trading more attractive. In addition to the existing local and international brokers with many new brokerage firms, the JSSO market is becoming more accessible to retail investors. This wave of improvements is expected to significantly boost market participation and liquidity. Investors are encouraged to explore the exciting opportunities in Japan's revitalized SSO market, poised for substantial growth and offering diverse investment prospects. Join the momentum and capitalize on the emerging potential of Japan's single stock options market today. You can find out more with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a video from our FIA Expo coverage. BMLL expands global reach with unified market data and advanced analytics. BMLL, a data analytics provider for capital markets, emphasizes the ease of use and efficiency of its platform as it expands its global reach and diversifies its offerings, according to Rob Leibel, who spoke with John Lothian News at FIA Expo. Leibel, head of sales and North America at BMLL, highlighted the platform's ability to quickly address client queries. Quote, "It makes it so much easier for people to take a question from a client, do some quick market microstructure research, and get an answer back," unquote, Leibel said. He added that users can avoid legacy systems, stating, quote, "You're not going into some kind of legacy system trying to pull the data out and then kind of get back to the client tomorrow. You can actually get it much more efficiently," unquote. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. You can also listen to a podcast that I did, Injective Labs Leaders Discuss Blockchain Innovation, on John Lothian News Podcast. Eric Chen, CEO of Injective Labs, and Mirza Uddin, head of business development, recently joined John Lothian News for a podcast exploring the transformative potential of blockchain technology in financial markets. The discussion focused on Injective's efforts to create efficient, borderless trading environments, enhance exchange infrastructure, and cater to the rising demand for digital assets, particularly stablecoins. Chen outlined Injective's strategy for modernizing financial systems by bridging traditional and decentralized finance. The company has prioritized upgrading exchange resilience and reliability while developing institutional-grade tools and digital assets for building blockchain-based financial applications. Recent advancements were highlighted, showcasing Injective's alignment with its long-term vision to facilitate more accessible and robust markets. You can listen to this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. And then there's also a video from my interview with Ali Brennan and Kevin Darby of CQG on johnlothiannews.com, and also of Nick Johnson of IMX on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg, the headline. After LA fires, climate experts say there is no safe place in the U.S. More than 200 NASA staff lost homes in the LA fires. Their tragedies bring a personal perspective to rising global climate risks. Climate scientists are acutely aware of the devastation that a warming world can wreak on communities. But when disaster shows up at their doorstep, it hits in a completely different way. Quote, "This event for me has destroyed any boundary between my work as a climate scientist and the rest of my life, my family, my friends," unquote, Benjamin Hamilton, a research scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, wrote in a LinkedIn post after his home in Altadena burned in the Los Angeles fires. My comment: if gated communities were safe to start with, would they need to be gated in the first place? There is no safe place in the U.S. There are only places that are safer than others based on statistics, and that does not mean it will be safe in the future. Here's another story, this one from Fox News. The headline: Trump White House rolls out social media account to hold, quote, fake news accountable, unquote. The plan will be bad news for the fake news media, unquote, a senior GOP strategist says. The White House on Monday afternoon rolled out a new social media account aimed to hold fake news accountable. Welcome to the official rapid response account of the Trump 47 White House. We will be supporting President Donald J. Trump's America First agenda and holding the fake news accountable for their lies. Let's make America great again, the newly formed X account, Rapid Response 47, posted in its first message. My comment: breaking news is called breaking for a reason. The whole story is not yet known to those reporting it. Calling out an organization for breaking a story that evolves or changes is fine, as long as the firing squad shoots blanks. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top click story Wednesday was Donald Trump's Commerce nominee Howard Lutnick accused of conflict of interest from the Financial Times. Second, also from the Financial Times, was Trump media targets crypto investments with push into financial services. And third, rounding out the Financial Times trifecta, was record number of CEOs leave roles amid activist pressure, research shows. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. They're on a roll. The headline: Norway's government collapses over EU energy dispute. Euroskeptic junior coalition partner quits after PM's push to implement energy directives from Brussels. A dispute over EU energy policies has led to the collapse of Norway's coalition government, just as U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to impose tariffs and take over Greenland were set to reignite a debate on Oslo joining the bloc. Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre's push to implement three EU energy directives led to the abrupt departure of his party's Eurosceptic partner, the pro-farmer center party, on Thursday. The collapse of the coalition leaves the premier's Labour Party to govern alone until elections later this year. Here's another entry. This is a press release from Miami International Holdings. Miami International Holdings to list Bloomberg 500 index futures and options on MIAX exchanges. Miami International Holdings, Inc., or MIH, a technology-driven leader in building and operating regulated financial markets across multiple asset classes, today announced plans to list Bloomberg 500 index futures and options on its MIAX exchanges in the second half of 2025, subject to various regulatory filings and approvals. MIAX Bloomberg 500 index futures will be listed on MIAX Futures Exchange, pending certain regulatory filings with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC. MIAX Bloomberg index options will be listed on MIAX Options, pending certain filings with and subject to approval from the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC. The Bloomberg U.S. Large Cap Price Index, Bloomberg ticker B500 Index, provides a transparent rules-based benchmark of the 500 most highly capitalized U.S. companies, resulting in a more representative benchmark for the large cap segment of the U.S. market compared to similar index compiled using a discretionary approach. And then here's another story, this one from The Trade. The headline: CME Group set to introduce options on Bitcoin Friday futures in February. The launch represents the first CME Group cryptocurrency options to be financially settled. CME Group is set to introduce options on Bitcoin Friday futures on the 24th of February, with expiries available Monday to Friday. The launch, which represents the first CME Group cryptocurrency options to be financially settled, is subject to regulatory approval. Giovanni Vischioso, CME Group Global Head of Cryptocurrency Products, said, quote, "We are pleased to offer these new options that provide traders with even greater precision to manage short-term Bitcoin price risk," unquote. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by John Lothian.